I thought it was deer, but I genuinely had no idea what he should have been charging, none whatsoever. And when you're, you know, when you sit inside in your living room, you can go through things and look at, as you said, Trustpilot, whatever, what the going rate should be. You know, we're outside in the dark just trying to get into our property. And I was stupid enough to give him the money. But I do believe this chap needs exposing for what he is. He's a con man. And I believe that he took advantage of us because, I mean, had it been a 6 foot bloke come to the door, I doubt that he would have done that. You know, he's taking advantage of our situation, being here on our own.
I was going to say, so do you think he saw that and thought, I can charge as much as I
I
like?
absolutely do, yeah, absolutely. And that's why he did what he did. And you know, I'm not saying he does it to everybody, but all of the locksmiths that I'd spoken to know of these companies that he has and know people that he's scammed and conned. He may be working on his own, he may be working with others, that I don't know. But I have been on to Trading Standards, who have already had him or the company flagged up with a red flag. They're aware of them. And they've asked me to provide three quotes from bona fide locksmiths to this guy, whose address I have, but I'll be doing that. And if there's no response within 14 days, then Trading Standards want to know, you know, that as well. So they are looking into it.
What do you think might have happened? Say you hadn't have had those funds available at the time in a bank account. What do you think he might have done? Do you think he wouldn't have given the keys up?
I absolutely do. I don't think he would have given me the keys. Whether or not he would have, I'm not saying he threatened me in any way. He didn't physically threaten me, but he made me feel intimidated. You know, he was stood in my kitchen with the keys, clenched firmly in his hand, holding the card reader, you know, and when I'd said to him, it's a bit more expensive than I thought, it's very expensive. And he just kept not shaking his head and saying, no, that's the going rate, that's the going rate. So, no, I felt that I had no option other than to pay him. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, well, if I don't pay him and he goes away, I've got to call another one out and they might charge me the same. I don't know. You know, I just didn't know what to do.
And obviously, it's we're about 10:15 at this point,
Yeah,
isn't it?
it's
So
getting late
it's really
and.
late, and yeah, you I think you, when it gets to that time and you've obviously been under a lot of stress, you just want it to be done with.
Indeed. And you know, now I can sit here on this sofa talking to you thinking, what a fool, you know, how could I have been so stupid? But at the time you just don't think like that, you know. I just wanted to get in to get secure, and you know, sort it out afterwards, so to speak. But it wasn't, as I say, I lay in bed that night thinking, oh, that was really expensive. But you know, now, never again. I'm never going to be conned like that again.